The Kuala Lumpur Polyclinic is still overwhelmed with cholera cases. The isolation units are full to capacity. The polyclinic, despite this challenge, is making frantic efforts to create more isolation centers to treat the increasing number of patients. Our correspondent Ivona Telegu reports that authorities at the polyclinic are worried as treated and discharged cholera patients are relapsing.
The overwhelming cholera cases reported in most of the hospitals cannot be taken for granted. The situation is so serious, patients have to sleep on benches while others use the floor. So serious is the epidemic that family members of patients have to hold drips on them. Gladys Inchi Ansong is the Assistant Public Relations Officer of Kolebu, in charge of cholera cases.
Because of the numbers this year, they've exceeded the capacity. We have a cholera bay, but that is full and overflowing. So they've used the corridor of the OPD, and then the OPD itself has been divided into two, so that other patients will be attended to. Some of the patients are walking, and some are also referrals that come from other hospitals. And there's another isolation unit that they've used that as a cholera bay. Are next, and then they've used the corridors where the patients sit to go and see the doctor, consulting rooms. They have been used as cholera bay again. So all the available spots have been turned into taking care of cholera patients.
Ms. Hanson said most of the cholera cases are from people living along the coast.
What we've also realized is that some of the patients who've had the cholera and have been treated and discharged, they are coming back with the cholera again, meaning that we as individuals, we are not taking good care of ourselves. We are not washing our hands. We are not eating properly. We are not drinking good water, or we are buying food from anywhere. So it's something that we are taking ourselves for granted. We should be more conscious of what we eat, what we drink, and then where we buy the food and the water from. The areas are mostly from the coastal lines. We've realized that that's where most of the patients are coming from.
The situation was not different at the La General Hospital. At the time of filing this report, 29 new cases have been recorded, adding up to 885 since July. The hospital administrator, Philip Apeti Koto, said the cholera bay created is full and part of the OPD is also being used to cater for patients.
The cholera cases on a daily basis, patients keep coming. Is that alarming? But the situation is under control. It's alarming because of the numbers, but we are managing. I must say that because we are overwhelmed, especially at the cholera bay where we can take only 13 patients. That is how come we are using the OPD to treat some of the patients. It's an intervention we have put in place not to lose more lives. Talking about the figures, last night we received 29 new cases, and some are on admission, some are discharged. Most of the cases are from the LA community. Some are from Usu. We have received some cases from Spintex Road. We have received few cases from Dansoma, Gege, and some other areas.
And for the public learning to observe personal hygiene, cholera will continue to be a challenge.
That was Yvonne Atilegu's report.